That was Bill, and I am Steve Kerrigan, and you are tuned to 106.1 FM WSCA LP Portsmouth. We are Portsmouth Community Radio.
All the little boats are gone from the banks of Annalivy, and the ferrymen are stranded on the quay. Oh, well, a double index is dying, and the way of life is gone. Oh, it's over, Molly, over, can't you see? Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. It was the only job I knew. It was hard but never lonely. Those Liffey fairies made a man of me. Now they're gone without a whisper and forgotten even now. Oh, it's over, Molly, over, can't you see? Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Well, now I tend the yard, I spend me days in talking. I hear them whisper, Charlie's on the door.
But not for long.
But Molly, we're still living, and darling, we're still young. And that river never owned my heart and soul. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Local Folk. I'm your host, Steve Kerrigan, and I'm bringing you the people and events around the seacoast that make local folk happen. And I have a great guest tonight, and as usual, that song is an indicator as to who my guest is. But before...
And that's the weather.
That was a fantastic weather report, I have to say. That was. What did you call those? Was it boots that you were talking about?
Wellies. Wellington boots, named after the Duke of Wellington. Your rubber galoshes, your high, up to the knee... Robert, what do you call them here?
Galoshes, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call those exactly. Hey, anyways, thanks for the weather.
Anytime.
Chris Vaughn, the Portsmouth Scot, is joining me and my guest today. Before one more thing, I just need to let everybody know what's going on in the community. My guest today, in case you have not figured it out already, is a member of the band Bradigan. His name's Tyler Foss, and I met him probably years and years and I don't even know how many years ago. Well, why don't we just get right into it? When do you think we met the first time? It was years ago.
It was a few years ago, Steve. I'm looking at this CD that I did bring along to me. So it was at least 2007. I think it was before then.
It was 2007, and we're going to get to that in a moment. There was something called the Irish Show.
Absolutely. And that was the brainchild, and I want to give the biggest shout out to Mary Gail Murray Duffy and her husband John, who put those on. But she is to my mind, she's a wellspring of love for the music.
She definitely loves the music. Do you know that she's my daughter's godmother?
I did not.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Yeah. I always thought, I haven't seen Mary Gail in a long time. I think that's what happens to godparents sometimes. I mean, I haven't seen her in a while, but she's, yeah, she's here. She's, and you know what it was? I think that it, part of it, I think, had to do with, you know, with her involvement in the Irish show and her love of music and just her, and she has some pretty serious energy.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, a lot of passion, you know, and, you know, that's what I was loved about Mary Gail Duffy, and she's from Dover as well. You grew up in Dover.
I did. Yeah. I grew up in Dover. I was born in Dover in 1954, so I'll let everybody do the math on that one.
58.
All right, being the granddad here. I am a grandfather too, but anyway. My parents, Ann and Tyler Foss, met, and I was a part of that union, and I went to schools in Dover. And one of those schools that I went to was the local parochial school, Catholic school, St. Mary's. And one of the things I think you're going to ask me about is, you know, where I started with things. And,
right.
And to be perfectly honest with you, this was one of the real moments. So I have to give credit to my second grade teacher.
Yeah.
And she's passed away now, but she was a force in her own right. And she was also a very, very good friend of Mary Gail's. And that's Sister Mary Judith Mountain. Now, lots of people have kind of rough things, perhaps, to say about their parochial school experience.
Sure.
I wouldn't deny that there were some rough edges in that, but I was, for the longest time, I was just scared to death, and I was certainly scared to death to sing as a seven-year-old.
Yeah.
But sing I did, and I have to give Sister Judith great credit for, you know, I actually could carry a tune, and she made me do some singing and some plays and so forth that they had at that time. So that's really where it started.
Did you know Bruce McIntyre? I mean, didn't he go to that school, or did he?
He did. Yes, Bruce went. He was born before 1954,
oh, okay.
So I don't know what, I believe it was.
He was gone by the time he got in there?
Yes, he was, yeah, oh. And Pat Boyle and so forth, and, you know, and Mary Gail, you know, but yeah, Bruce went to St. Mary's as well.
But look at that, the St. Mary's, a lot of great musicians came out of St. Mary's.
Well, there was an effect of the school, you know, like one of the things that I'm not saying it's not going on now, but one thing that I think certainly helped was that there was a lot of, especially in the primary grades, the lower grades, there was a lot more, part of the learning was built around singing and rhyming and so forth and so on. You know what I mean?
Really?
And
Tell me, what do you mean by that?
Well,
class?
Oh, yeah, in class, you know. You had to ask me, right?
So, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I was trying to think. It would also happen at home. Now we were just up with my one of my grandchildren today, and we weren't really singing the thing. Although my wife and I we're doing some of it, but it's, and I can't think. Like the Farmer in the Dell.
The Farmer in the
Dell.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I mean, children's songs like that. You know, I mean, to me that was a part and parcel of all the learning, you know, the reading and the singing, but also even the mathematics and stuff.
I guess what I'm wondering is, were you taking the Farmer in the Dell and saying 2 + 2 = 4, 2 + 2 = 4, or I mean, how much of it were you singing in math class, or was it just that you had a big music class that was an influence to you?
I think it, at least my experience was as a child, and my memory of it, and as fuzzy as it is, would be it really depended on the teacher, but all of them were trained to use at least a piece of that technique, and that was my memory. You know, it wasn't singing all the time.
Yeah,
but some were more skilled at it than others. Sister Judith was definitely skilled at that. You know, I mean, you were going to be singing in Sister's class one way or the other, you know, and whether you could or could carry a tune or not, you know. So,
well, we only sang in singing class from what I remember. I mean, you know, so to hear this is an eye opener for me. I mean, you know, one of my favorite things growing up was Sesame Street, that program. And they incorporated all kinds of singing into their learning.
And that's the point I'm making. And that's a perfect point, right? It really is with this. You know, I mean, that's my memory. I mean, it's not 24/7 singing. You know what I'm saying? But it's definitely...
It was there.
It was not only there. It was a part of the fabric of all of that, a fabric of the living. Now, to go on a slightly different branch of that, all right, and he and I'm not trying to drop the name, but I'm happy to say, you know, that I am a relation of Tommy Makem's, but Makem credited a great deal of his from his mother, Sarah, who was a wellspring of just song and so forth, you know what I mean? And my mother would sing at home, too, maybe not... Nowhere near as much as Sarah Makem might, but I had other aunts that were just same thing. They just break out into song at times, and you know.
Okay, so Tommy Makem went on and took those things and really popularized them. But this was something that was happening all over the place. You know, at least in the Dover community, your mom was singing.
Yes,
people's moms were singing.
Yes, it was a common thing.
Uh-huh.
And again, not to the extent that it would have been in Sarah Makem's home. I don't believe not even close. However, it was a piece of it, and it was from. It was definitely a part of, more so with my parents growing up, all right, without the different types of technology that we have now. They grew up without television. They did have radio, you know what I mean? But even then, that was like brand new technology. You know, it's kind of hard to wrap our heads around that now with all the things that we have. But they were folks that were built in communities, not just out of locales, but people that, you know, of families that they knew of, and of course, different folks, you know, whether they be Irish or Scottish or Polish or German or what have you. You know what I mean? They tended to cling together, all right, but they also would have other folks that lived nearby. You know, that would join in.
Close extended, a lot of close extended family.
Yes, and they'd make their own entertainment, and oftentimes it would revolve around music.
Music was it?
And
I mean,
dance.
I've had guests on the program that tell me stories about them growing up, and they had a piano, and people would stand around the piano and sing. Is that something that was happening, or was it Irish, you know, some kind of other instrument, or was it, would that look like?
Well, I'm glad you're asking me the question, okay? I can tell you, I wasn't there to experience this part of it, okay? But when my mother grew up on the farm that was really a couple hundred yards from where I grew up on Toll End Road in Dover, my grandparents' farm, Pat and Annie McCarthy, and I always took it as, from the stories I was told, that this was the typical thing. If someone come to the door, all right, you sit down. We got a cup of tea for you. We'll get you something to eat. You know what I mean? And it didn't matter when, and it didn't matter what time of day or night or any of that stuff. That was just the common thing that one did, you know, and maybe a wee bit of the water of life,
or, maybe,
you know, but and whatever you had, you shared it with everybody else, and no matter their means or what have you, and they lived in that farm through the Great Depression in the 1930s, and my mother was born in the 1920s, and her sisters and her brother Jim, but anyway, that was the common thing, okay, and along with that. Now my grandmother, I'm told she passed away before I was born,
mm-hmm.
but, Annie McCarthy, her maiden name was Green. She could sing very well. My father, my grandfather, Pat McCarthy, I've heard him sing on a couple of occasions, and I thought he had a pretty good voice, but that wasn't what he really liked to do. He would dance if
he would dance.
Yes, and he was supposedly very, very good, which I don't doubt a bit.
Like the Irish step dancing, you mean, or just any old kind of dance?
Not the step dancing per se, yeah. but steps kind of like that, you know. And it's not exactly like tap dancing; it's kind of a combination, you know, between the two. It's not with a high step.
But it wasn't dancing. Jazz dancing or something.
Oh
like
no,
that,
no, no.
Or...
no, not
how
at
much?
All.
How much? I mean, you know, you said that your dad's name's English. You told me earlier, but and your mom's yep. name's Irish. But did you have an identity to? Did you feel a relationship towards being Irish?
Oh yes.
Or was it English? Or I mean, tell me. I mean, or was it?
It was probably more towards the Irish because of where we grew up.
Yeah.
And that was because, again, you know, my grandparents' farm was close by.
Yeah.
I had other cousins. In other words, my mother's sisters
yeah.
were all in close, fairly close proximity in the neighborhood.
Okay.
So
and
I
they
grew
were
up with them.
And they, that's yes. who you were close to. And so that's why, because if it was, if all the Fosses were around, for example, you may have been learning English songs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's funny you mentioned that, okay, because and it's a pretty good segue into that. You're just bubbling up all kinds of crazy things in my mind. All right. When my grandparents, my McCarthy grandparents, my yep. mother's parents, when they were married, and they were married in Dover, they met in Dover, and they were married in Dover. The folks that brought the music for them,
yep.
were my grandparents, the Fosses.
Oh, really? Okay.
Which I didn't know that until a few years ago in asking my mother. See, so they had music with them too. My father okay. had really. I wish I had a recording of it. I mean, he really had a magnificent voice, and my mother too. But my father was far less reluctant than my mother. To get her to do some things.
To sing, for example.
Right.
Yeah.
But my mother really has a magnificent voice, mm-hmm. and when she was a child. And a small child, she and her sisters would all perform for folks that would come up to the farm. Like I'm
really?
Saying, you know, yeah, you know, you show up or whatever, and sit down here, Steve. You know, and so and it would be my grandfather that would say, "All right, Annie," that's my mother's name. You know, yeah. she'd say, "Annie, give us a song." You know, and she may sing, but she could also play the accordion.
Oh, okay, okay. So
and that's a pretty good story too, because I remember her playing when we were kids, and she would play sometimes but not all the time, but I asked her, I said, well, you know, how did you learn how to play? She said, well, I did have some lessons, she said, but really, she said, I just knew how to play it when yeah. they put it into my hands.
Well, that's,
and she wasn't bragging. I'm going, wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so. That never happened to me before, so
me either.
So this is great. I mean, I'm hearing that, you know, that music was a big part of how you were growing up, but what's funny is that you brought in a CD, and I'm just going to play a little piece of it right now, because in some ways it's related, but in some ways it's not related. I'm going to say that it's related because it has something to do with family.
Yeah, I'll fill you in on those details there after you play it.
Yeah, why don't we play this for just about a minute or so. This is what you're listening, you folks are listening to Local Folk, and I'm your host, Steve Kerrigan, and I'm having a conversation right now with Tyler Foss. We'll be back in just a second.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Local Folk. This is your host, Steve Carrigan. You're probably wondering why I just played a Rolling Stones song. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But first of all, I need to let you know what's going on a little bit in the community. The Portsmouth Rotary Club Family Food Drive will take place on Saturday, February 23rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Shaw's Supermarket on Woodbury Avenue in Portsmouth. This drive will benefit the Salvation Army Food Pantry, the Seacoast Family Food Pantry, and Crossroads House. They are all located in Portsmouth. Items needed include cash donations, non-perishable goods, and hygiene items. All right, that's what's going on in the community. I have a guest with me today, Tyler Foss. He's part of the band Bradigan. He is a Dova native and has been for a long time, which is something special in and of itself. He went to St. Mary's School of Music, it sounds like. Not exactly. I wanted to ask if he kept the beat by tapping the rulers on the I don't know, on the knuckles or something like that.
I'm sure there's a song out there someone's written, you know, or needs to.
Yeah, so. Something like that. Okay, so I didn't press the wrong track. We played a Rolling Stones song. Tell me about that, because we were talking about family a little bit, and this is not related probably to what you were talking about before, but please tell me about that.
Great lead in, and thank you, Steve. Yeah, I'd love to tell you the story of this and how it relates to my family. Now, there's some of my cousins, their name is McEnany, and they are famous for many, many things, but they're also famous for their welcoming to many people in their own neighborhood. They grew up in another part of the town, and they were kind of the ones where everybody gathered in that part of the town. In fact, that was around Henry Law Park and Henry Law Avenue. They grew up on a street called Wallingford Street, and the McEnany home was the gathering spot for everybody and everything that went along there. And keeping in that tradition, they would have some great parties. Now, the cousins of mine are all older, with the exception of the youngest in that family, who's my age, all right, and his name is Kevin McEnany. So Kevin's the youngest, and it was actually his brother Jim, I think, that started this, but I don't remember. But during these gatherings, everybody liked the music of the times, and the Stones were a piece of that. How it really came to be, but I'm giving it to Jimmy McEnany, is that they loved this particular song by the Rolling Stones. And it has continued on at almost every wedding that I can think of. We get together and this song is played. Everybody gets into a big circle. You get everybody out into the middle of the circle. Kevin McEnany will give you a little bit of what he wants you to do. It's not anything obscene. It's just great. It's great fun. And in the Irish Gaelic, it's called crack.
Yeah,
crack. You know what I mean. So it's great crack. So and that once this song starts, everybody kind of knows. Anybody that's been exposed to this little thing knows what to do. So, and it's great fun, and it's carried on for a very long time. So
you know, the music and the crack and the fun,
yep,
it's all part of family. You know, I mean, it's all very family related thing. It sounds like
family, and I'll say family and friends, because we're a bunch, you know, and we've certainly got our challenges as individuals and disagreements, but if you're whether you're blood kin of ours or not, if you're our friend, you're part of the family.
That's great. I tell you what, I can attest to the fact that any event that I've been to in the Dover area, Boyle Fest or any of these, you know, I've
more,
always
more cousins of mine, Boyles.
Oh my gosh. That Boyle Fest is an unbelievable thing, isn't it? They don't think they do it now, do they?
No, it's but
it cuts
Patrick,
you crazy.
No, well, I don't think it got banned, but no, Patrick is maybe going to revive it. I don't know, but gee, it's funny you bring that up. There was a fella out in Barrington, and I don't remember his first name, but I believe his last name was O'Connor. I don't know that. Did you attend any of these, Steve, at all?
Just the Boyle Fest, not an O'Connor Fest. Fest.
Oh, no, no. But O'Connor came to this, to one of the ones.
Fest.
Oh, yeah. One of the ones that I went. All right. And you got this this piece of rope, you know, strung across about 8 feet up off these two, you know, stanchions on either side.
Yeah,
did you see them?
Yeah. I was going to say, this is exactly
the
what I was
thinking. The slack rope thing?
Yeah, it's the slack rope. Okay, I was going to say tight rope, but I know it's a slack rope.
That's what he called it. I mean, O'Connor called it a slack rope thing. So, Mr. O'Connor, when you're out there, you know, it's just like, I was just, yeah, so you went to the same one,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Well, somebody needs to write a song about those things.
Absolutely.
I mean, there was like Crather there, I think, and like... And there was, I don't know, oxen roaming around.
Oh,
and,
sure.
You know, there's
like setting off cannons.
Setting off cannons. That's right. The tightrope or slack rope walkers, fire-eating slack rope walking people. And I mean, it was just an unbelievable event.
It's hard. You know, it's really one of those things, and you've experienced it. So, but you know, for the folks out there listening, all right, imagine someone on a. Not a tight rope, but a slack rope, all right? 2 feet at one time, but then 1 foot, and you start juggling, you know, hatchets.
That's
all right.
Right.
And then you light those on fire. You know,
wow.
I mean, it's just, it's you know, you can't make this stuff up, you know,
and
it's.
I couldn't believe
it. I was amazed. It was wonderful stuff.
Really, it was the best. And the food was unbelievable.
Yep.
And people
yep.
brought food and they had people cooking up all kinds of food. And
yep.
Chris, did you ever wind up at one of these Boyle Fest by chance?
Never, no.
Okay, well, we're going to have
Sounds
to see if we can get Pat to revive it, you know.
If we can get Patrick to revive it, we will. And just to give someone credit, I mean, everyone's asked to bring some food, and most everyone does, and then there's, you know, there's just mountains
yep.
of food.
Oh,
but
yeah.
one of the folks, and he's a friend and a classmate of mine from Dover High School. His name's Dave Bouvier. All right, so if you ever hear this, Dave, credit to you, my man.
Yes.
You know, David loves to cook, and he will cook sides of beef and all kinds of stuff. He is just, and he's superb.
Yeah.
And he does it, you know, all on his own.
Yeah.
You know, it's just great stuff.
That's right.
Stuff.
You know, some people bring like some chips and dip, and that's good too. But
yep.
I'll tell you what. These sides of beef or whatever.
The stuff you were having, that
made me hungry.
It was Dave Bouvier's stuff that was doing it. Another great man.
Well, if that's what you call a welcoming, you know, family party, man, now I get it. I mean, it's over the top. This is the best. Well, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned that Boyle Fest because, you know, that really was a really awesome thing. I hope it does come back. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit and also about other events that, you know, happen in the Dover area. When we had this, I participated in something called the Irish Show that you participated in as well.
Yes.
How many years did that go on for?
Boy, you know, I don't remember when Gail started that, but Gail's, and I'm going on memory now. Hopefully it's correct one.
That's
but
okay.
Gail, part of Gail's inspiration and part of her heart is from her times when she grew up in town. All right. And there had been, because there was an Irish community in Dover of varying proportions for a long, long time. And they would have these shows, and that's was the inspiration for Gail starting it up again. So anyway, to answer your question, I want to say, I'm guessing around 2000 that she started the show back up.
Okay.
And it continued on for a good 8, 9, 10 years or so or something like that.
You know, because this show that we're going to play a little excerpt from, you know who was in the audience?
Who?
Well, Tommy Makem was
That's
in the
That's right. That's right. I'd forgotten about that. That's right. He was. You know, now you're probably not going to play the track you're on, but I, you know, and I'm not trying to embarrass you, but I wish you'd think about it anyway, because
I'll play a little bit of both. I'll play a little bit of the one that you're on, and I'll play a little bit of the one that I'm on. But I'm going to play the one that you were on first. This is from the Irish show, and this was back in 07, so I guess it, 7th Irish show, 2007,
there you go.
So it must have started, hey, and that was from memory. Not bad at all.
It really was. I'm saying, I think it was 2000. I don't know.
Well, Tyler, I'm going to play a little piece at first now of your piece, the Boys of Boys from County Cork, and you were asked to play this one, or
I had never heard the song until Gail pitched it to me, and I really like the song. So hopefully, because I haven't listened to it in a long time, hopefully I do it justice. So,
okay, yeah, well, let's listen to it for a sec. I mean, here it is. This is the Irish Show from 07. Here's a piece of it anyways.
You've read on history's pages of heroes of great fame, the deeds they've done, the battles won, and how they made their name. But the boys who gave our history to the orange, white, and green were the boys who died in Dublin town in 1916. So meet the boys from Kerry, meet the boys from Clare, Dublin, Wicklow, Donegal, and the boys from Old Kildare. Some came from Ireland, across the sea, from Boston and New York, but the boys who beat the black and tan were the boys from the county corps. Now Cork gave us McSweeney, a hero he did die. Wicklow gave us Squire, from an age now long gone by. Dublin gave us Padraic, Pearse, McBride, and Cathal Brew. And America gave us De Valere to see old Ireland through.
So yeah, this is awesome. That's well done. You know, so this is part of what the Irish Show 2007. I forgot about the drums and all the other stuff that was going on.
Oh, we had the whole bunch in front of us there. Remember? See, that's another thing. See, another great thing, some, you know, to give Gail the great credit, you know, and truly worth, you know, she deserves it all, is her welcoming and her organizing and her connections with other people. I mean, she got this whole bunch of other people to be the musicians for this. They sat down in the front and they did all the things for us.
Yeah, I've been wanting her to appear on this show because I want her to talk about this. But, you know, part of why I have the show and part of what I would like to do with this program is to have people that didn't, you know, that are not involved in one way or another, to get involved in one way or another with the music.
Yep.
In any way whatsoever, whether it be listening to it or participating in something like a show like this, for example. I actually don't even know whether there are other shows like that. I hadn't even heard of really something, you know, like this. But I
your program here.
No. I'm sorry. The Irish Show.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, no. Although, on the other hand, you could go ahead and get a program here if you wanted to on WSCA.
No.
You're definitely welcome to. Chris, you're going to have one at some point, right?
One would hope so.
Okay, and you're a singer as well, right? And, you know, Tyler, you've participated in this, and you're also in the Bradigan Band.
Yep.
And it's more than just a band. It's your life, you know, because it's your family, you know, and it's the way that you're, you know, being with your family, and it's the way that you're having fun, and it's the way that people welcome one another. I mean, you're very embedded,
well,
I would say, something like that.
I appreciate that. No, and thank you for saying that. Right? And actually, with this particular band, Bradigan, which grew out of a couple of other bands. Bradigan is part of it comes from the Gaelic, part of the name Brady.
Yeah.
All right. But that means spirit, and spirit in the sense that it's spirited.
Spirited.
Not high spirited, but you know what I mean? But that's the connotation, or at least as much as that we can understand.
Okay.
And I think it's an apt name because the members of the band share that. All right, and there had been four of us. Then there was five, and then it went through a little bit, and we're back to four now. But we're kind of semi four or whatever. But they all and all the band members, in my estimation, bring their own particular gifts and spirit to it. You know, and I'm personally having a ball with it. It's great. I love being part of that, but I love, you know, just the other things that I've been lucky to be involved with too.
Yeah, like this Irish Show. I am going to play that track that you admit. I'm going to play it for just 1 second. You even invite people like these guys.
It's actually a song about a ship.
Oh, these are great guys. What are you talking about?
As a military ship in the American Navy, and this ship saw service in the Mediterranean, and this song actually tells the story of that service, and there's parts of it that we've left out for brevity's sake. But there's
for brevity's sake,
wonderful sentiments about American freedom.
That's a great
and the
work.
Way that people saw that freedom years ago, especially the immigrants that came to America.
You know anything about freedom?
The land of milk,
Chris?
And honey.
Kind of acquainted with
it's
it slightly.
They go on a Mediterranean cruise, the crew does of the Jamestown, and they see the great
Now, I have to say that the story behind the song is pretty important, isn't it?
Yes, and I'm tickled that you're playing it, all right, because it's been a while. This is, you know, it didn't have dust on it, but it's been a while since I've taken this out in preparation for the show, and I'd forgotten about the story, you know, behind this particular song, all right. But they're behind an awful lot of music, and Chris over here can attest to that as well. You know, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot,
no.
But you know, there's inspiration behind things.
Definitely. You know, a history plays a big part in it. You know,
yep.
History, your parents, your family.
Yes.
What they experienced, what they went through. You know.
Yep.
Definitely, and that's where you get a lot of inspiration for a lot of your music.
Yep. It's. I dare say it's the wellspring. I wish that I had the talent of composing and writing stuff. If I do, I don't. You know, I haven't found it yet, but
I've always had it. I wish I could do that too. I mean, I have a hard enough time learning just the history of a song. Of course, I didn't have the attention span to listen to that whole explanation, but let's listen to this for just a moment. This is what Bruce was talking about.
Yes.
I don't even remember this, so this will be good.
So fill our sails with the favoring gales and with shipmates all around. We'll give three cheers to our starry flag and the Jamestown homeward bound, and the Jamestown homeward bound.
Well, the farmer's heart with joy is filled when his crops are good and sound. But who can tell the real delight of the sailor homeward bound? For three long years have passed away since we left old freedom's shore. We're homeward bound to freedom's land. We're homeward bound once more. Oh, we're homeward bound once more to where the sky's as clear as the maiden's eye who longs.
I'm sorry. I didn't even remember that I started singing that song.
You didn't.
This is bringing back memories.
Well, I'm glad. I hope they're good ones.
They are good. I loved being in the show.
It was a wonderful experience. It really was. This particular song, all right, Bruce went into the explanation. The Jamestown was a real ship that came from this country to help during the Irish famine in the mid-1800s.
Oh, really?
And it was commissioned by the United States government to go and render assistance.
You're kidding me.
Yep.
See, I didn't even... He probably said that.
And he did. He did, and that's fine. But that was the wonderful lead-in. And again, going back to something, you know, Chris and I were just talking about these connections, you know, whether it be family, whether it be history. And I know how much these things mean to you because I've heard from the wellspring of your own, you know, and I'm not playing to you now.
Nope.
I've heard you singing, and I know where it comes from, so... And it's great. It's a piece of living. It really is.
It's history. It springs up from your. I think it's part of your. If you're Irish or Scottish, I think it's part of your genetic code.
I agree with you.
I really do.
I do. But it's also. It is because we. You know, and I'm only partly. But you know, it is. It's a piece of your fabric. You know, it's a piece of your DNA or whatever. But there's so many. Music is just so, it truly is universal, you know what I mean? And it's magnificent. It's some of the best part of living, it really is.
I think a lot of the Irish and Scottish stuff comes from the fact that we're little countries, you know, and we went through a lot of oppression, you know, way back then, you know, English, whatever, you know, and I think that helps bind you.
I think you're absolutely correct with that. I don't remember who it was I ran into somewhere along the line years ago, but the pain of oppression or whatever oftentimes is the wellspring of music, you know, African music, all right, mm-hmm. is just replete with that. You know what I mean? And certainly Scottish and Irish music as well, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've come together through the adversity, you know. So, I mean,
yes.
Maybe that's why, I don't even want to say it, but like English music doesn't seem as like, you know, enticing for some reason to,
it's a different,
like, you know, even that, I mean, I'm part English myself, yep. Right? And so right. It's kind of funny like that, but I like the rebel songs.
I think it's because English were on top for some, you know, for so long with their empire, you know, they were the kind of aggressors all over the place, kind of. For a good number of years.
Right.
Although, on the other hand, wasn't Ewan McCall, wasn't he?
He's Scottish.
Oh, he's Scottish.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry
just
about
that. Just a touch.
That. Yeah. Oh, just a touch. Okay. Yeah, just a little touch.
It's funny you say McCall, yeah, because there were a number of them that, I mean, he was an inspiration, particularly to the Dubliners, who I just love the Dubliners. I'm trying to remember. Luke Kelly was, in fact, Kelly spent some time with Owen McCall, if memory serves me correctly. And there's just some great stuff that Owen McCall wrote that isn't as well known. I mean, one of the things that he is known for, he was quite famous for, because he wrote the song that Roberta Flack made into a like a platinum.
Yeah,
I saw your face.
Ewan McCall wrote that?
Yes, he did. Yes,
well, that is a tribute to his wife. Just flying in to meet her. I hadn't seen her for months. He was on tour and he just...
See, I don't know. I don't ever know any of this stuff. I don't know any of it. See, unlike you, I did not really grow up with this music at all, you know.
Well, I didn't know any of this Owen McCall thing, you know, until I was remarking to Chris there, I think during one of the, you know, they'd be, and both of you, you know, that there'd be times when I'll hear something if I'm listening on the radio. And it doesn't happen very frequently. It certainly doesn't happen on the highway, thank God. But there's times when I hear it and I've just got to pull over so I can listen to the whole thing. And a couple of those times were Owen McCall songs.
Well, actually, and there was another time where it was another song, and I just want to play. I just want to play a bit of it. Is it this number 13 here?
Let's see. Actually, this one here that you're going to play. It was written by this gentleman. His name is Ian Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E.
But this is not a Ewan McCall song. But no. It is one that you heard. That
oh yes,
you said
that where this experience was. I was listening to it on a Sunday on the Kaylee Show, to our friend down the street here, Roland Goodbody.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And Roland's show that he's been doing for many, many, many years on WNH. I heard this song on his show, and I pulled over. So.
Okay, I want to listen to this, and we will be right back here on Local Folk.
Called The Men of Erin.
The Men of Erin.
Fare thee well, my boy, as you wander this night. Be not feared in the darkness, my heart is your life. As you go, brave men of Erin, faith and love by your side. I will dream of your peace and night. Please don't cry, my mother, as you sit by the hearth. I will dance your memories with joy in my heart. Well, I will go now and pray as I travel this land. And live by the lessons you gave. Fare thee well, my boy, as you wander this night. Be not feared in the darkness, my heart is your light. As you go, brave men of Erin, faith and love by side. I will dream of your peace in the night. Please don't cry, my father, as you sit by the hearth. I will dance your memories with joy in my heart. Well, I will go now and pray as I travel this land and live by the lessons you gave. Fare thee well, my boy, as you wander this night. Be not feared in the darkness, my heart is your light. your peace in the night. Please don't cry, my children, as you stand by my grave. I have danced your memories all my days. I will go now and pray as I travel this land and live by the lessons you gave.
All right. So you were listening to that one day, and you said, "Whoa, I got to stop."
I did. I literally pulled over on the. I was heading home, I think, and I heard the song and Roland, another wellspring, a lover of great music, all right, and somehow he found this one, written by Mr. Ian Byrne of the group The Elders. Now The Elders are out of the. Out of the Midwest in the U.S. here, Illinois, Indiana, somewhere around there, you know. But and this was written about his father.
Okay.
We contacted Ian. Well, I didn't. Yeah. Ben Baker, a member of our band, all right, in Bradigan, contacted him to get permission.
Huh.
And he, from what Ben told us, and he very graciously gave it to us to record the song. So.
This is what I wanted to talk to you about. When did you start getting into Bradigan, the band that you're in right now?
Probably, I want to say maybe 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh,
something
really?
Like that. Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's any longer than that.
Did it exist before that?
Before that, it come out of a band prior to that called An Banna Ceoil.
Okay.
Now that's Irish. Irish Gaelic for the music band or something. I don't know exactly what, but Patricia O'Brien and Pat Boyle were both members of that band.
Okay.
And Jimmy Houghton, they were at the, and Jim needed to leave the band, and I was hoping to keep at least the some of it going.
Yeah.
Right. That was my reason for kind of glomming onto it.
Okay.
Then we formed Bradigan. We would get together on some Sunday afternoons. That was one of the names we kicked around with my cousin Kim Starling. All right. So it'd be the four of us. It would be the two Pats.
Yeah.
All right. And myself and Kim. And we used to call ourselves Every Other Sunday because we'd get together on the Sunday afternoons and just
yeah.
sing or whatever, you know, and it kind of grew out of that, you know. But An Banna Ceoil before that, you know, and there were other members of An Banna Ceoil that had played, and they had played for quite a long stretch of time. I want to say, geez, I don't know, maybe 10 years or so or something like that. And I don't know whether they had a time before that or not. So.
Were you? I think I recall. I thought I recalled y'all playing down at Kelly's Row in Dover. Was that Bradigan or was that something else? Because I remember Pat, favorite.
Yes.
And,
yep.
Pat Boyle.
Yep.
Were you down there? Or was
yes.
that just a session, or was that a Bradigan show that
no.
happened weekly? Or
no, we would as Bradigan, we've only kind of played down there pretty much on special occasions.
Okay.
as it was, you know what I mean? And we'll be going back there to give us a shameless plug. We'll be going back there in St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Okay. You're gonna be, okay. This is you need. It's actually time. It's shameless plug time.
Okay.
For Bradigan.
All right.
What is going on with Bradigan? What's the next thing? Would be St. Patrick's Day.
We are going to be playing in St. Patrick's Day at Kelly's Row. We're hoping. I don't know where else. Maybe here in Portsmouth, but I'm not exactly sure, so I'm going to leave that one alone.
Okay, but you're at least going to be rocking it out or whatever at Kelly's Row on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, that's absolutely true. All right, we're hoping that we have played in times past on Sunday afternoons down at the Dolphin Striker.
Okay, so sometimes on Sunday afternoons at the Dolphin Striker.
Yep.
On a well, if people want to know more, Chris Vaughn, what is the website? You have it right in front of you, don't you?
The website.
Or I guess I should just ask you, Tyler, what is the website for Bradigan?
I hope it's bradiganband.com.
I hope so, too.
I hope so.
It's got to be on your computer. Hey, to flip that right over here, let me take a look. Oh. Well, it helps that the monitor's turned on. All right. Yeah, well, yeah.
It's on the CD there, too, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Where's the case for it? Here we are. Shameless plug time, and I can't even.
This is a shameful pluck. This is not shameless. This is a okay. Yeah, I don't even have it. I have no idea how you can get in touch with Bradigan.
come to see us down at Kelly's.
Listen, I have to say that I found it by doing a Google search for Bradigan. Okay, that's the best that I'm going to be able to do for you here. Is that if you want to see Bradigan, well, there's that, and then you also play. Oh, here it is. Yeah, BradiganBand.com. BradiganBand. BradiganBand.com. St. Patrick's Day. You can go there. We're going to play something as we leave. The first song was from Bradigan Band of the show, and that was called The Ferryman. And the one that we're going to leave with today is Men of Erin. So we're going to play your take on that song that was that stopped you in your tracks on the highway.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, and you've also played at the Irish. Tell me about what else is going on now. The Irish Seacoast Irish Cultural. Played there,
yes.
And it happens again in a year, I guess.
Yes, that's going to happen in September, I think. It's going to be late September. We had been in August. Prior to that, it had been in the middle of the summertime. Took a little hiatus, but yeah, we're hopefully going to continue to keep coming there. I got to give the credit to Eugene Byrne, God have mercy on him. He's not with us anymore. But and Tommy Makem started that festival in September anyway.
And it was September 29th this year. Keep your eyes open for the Seacoast Irish Festival. Tyler, thank you very much for coming on the show. I loved having you on the show. You got to get some more of these Bradigan guys. Some of these people from Dover got to come out here. You were the first.
Well, hopefully I've broken the ice.
I hope that you've broken the ice and that you won't, and you definitely won't be the last. But we will see you all. Thank you all listeners for joining in, and we will see you next week on Local Folk.
Hear thee well, my boy, as you wander this night. Be not feared in the darkness, my heart is your light. As you go, brave men of Erin, faith and love by your side, I will dream of your peace in the night. Please don't cry, my mother, as you sit by the hearth. I will dance your memories with joy. Lessons you gave. Hear thee well, my boy, as you wander this night. Be not feared in the darkness, my heart is your light. As you go, brave men of Erin, faith and love by your side, I will dream peace in the night. Please don't cry, my father, as you sit by the hearth. I will dance your memories with joy in my heart. I will go now and pray as I travel this land and live by the lessons you gave. Hear thee well, my boy, as you wander this night. Be not feared in the darkness, my heart is your light. As you go, brave men of Erin, faith and love by your side, I will dream of your peace in the night. Please don't cry, my children, as you stand by my grave. I have danced your memories all